Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Chris Connolly of the WYPR reporting staff. Chris, State Center, this big $1.5 billion project, is in the news again because it's at the last of the O'Malley administration, and they want to move it, but some people oppose it. It's over there in where the state office complex is right now on Preston Street.
It is, yeah, right just south of Bolton Hill. There's a whole bunch of government offices. It's right where the 5th Regiment Armory is. These are old buildings built in the 60s and the 70s that are in pretty bad shape. The plan that was hatched about a decade ago by then-Governor Bob Ehrlich was to replace it with a pretty ambitious project that was sort of a mixed-use, transit-oriented development that would include not just the office space that the state workers would need, but have some retail space, a grocery store, a charter school, and basically try to kind of make it a more of a community there and not just a place that was an office complex in the middle of the city.
But there are questions about how much it's going to cost, how much it will add to the debt load of the state.
Right. So it was originally slated to be about a $1.5 billion project. And that's the price tag that's still being talked about. But the Department of Legislative Services is really calling that number into question and saying that they don't think that it can actually be done for that amount of money. But the other thing that they point out, and this, you know, came out of a letter that Warren Deschenaux, the director of the Department of Legislative Services, wrote to the Senate Budget and Tax Committee and the House Appropriations Committee. He said basically that this could put the state over its self-imposed debt limit. You know, the goal of the state is to maintain, and they work very hard to maintain, a AAA bond rating. And if we go over this debt limit, this self-imposed debt limit, then that could put that at risk. So they would have to do things to kind of cut back to get us back under that debt limit.
Well, one would think that the best opportunity for this to happen would be for it to go before the board now, before the end of the O'Malley administration. Do we know if that will happen? It's sort of up in the air, as I understand it.
It's looking like it's not going to be on the agenda for the next Board of Public Works meeting, which is on Wednesday. There is one more Board of Public Works meeting that O'Malley will be there for before he leaves office. There's still one more chance, essentially, if it doesn't come up this Wednesday, for it to come up at the next meeting. But the Senate Budget and Tax Committee met. They had a briefing on it from government agencies, and there was a lot of just real concern about pushing forward on this project right before, you know, Governor-elect Larry Hogan takes office, and basically saying we need to sort a lot of the numbers out and make sure that we know what we're doing before we actually move forward on this.
Well, clearly, it's another example of some of the difficult things that happen in a transition. Chris, thanks so much for filling us in. We'll get back to this subject.
Sure thing.
For Chris Connolly, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.